big contraption. And finally, the moment we were all waiting for. Stepping on stage in front of all of you, my amazing fans. Before the opening night in Evansville, Indiana, we were just all so nervous. The band, I kept running through every single cue, every single lighting cue, every single drum hit in my head, just trying to make sure that I could remember everything. It's a 2-hour production, so making sure that you remember everything is key.
We do a
cross arena trek. And I wish that I had some sort of counter on my feet that could tell me how many miles we have walked, all for the purpose of surprising the audience and me popping up in the back of the arena. There are like a lot of super fans who know that we do it, and they don't know where we're gonna end up, but they'll like be scouring the entire concourse for us. We make the walk every night through the back tunnels and passageways of the arena, up elevators, up staircases, into suites. We hide in snack bars. And it's really funny because, like, a lot of times there will be, like, a group of people waiting for us. We kind of bring the show right there to them, like, 6 inches from them. So it's really a fun moment. When we pop out, it's really, really cool. The reaction is just utter surprise, and there's a moment where, like, I'll walk out and one person will notice it, screams, and screams ignite everywhere, and it's really cool. People.
I think going out into the crowd for Taylor is what she needs to do during a show to feel that connection with her audience. It's hard for her to just stay on the stage.
It's just really fun because, like, there are all these little kids, and there's all these cute guys, and there are all these girls that are just like me, and I don't know, I love those people so much, and getting to go out there and tell them that, like, look them in the eye and tell them that, or I'll give them my bracelets and stuff. It's just really fun. It's my favorite part of the night.
I think that she looks at them and sees these looks on their faces, and she has to get closer.
There are a lot of guys that look like football players who would not necessarily have bought Fearless, but they know all the words, and it makes me so happy listening to them, like, sing, like, she wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts. Like, I love that. There's a B stage at the end of the arena. So part of the show, the best seat in the house are what you used to think were the worst seats in the house. Switcheroo. See what we did there? Thank you.
to be the one to choose. But all those other girls, well, they're beautiful, but would they write a song for you? I can't help it if you look like an angel. Can't help it if I wanna kiss you in the rain. So don't feel this magic I've been feeling since I met you. Can't help it if there's no one else.
Way to the back of the arena. I wanted there to be something for the crowd to watch so that they wouldn't be just like sitting there in silence. I wanted there to be some sort of funny little video.
Tonight, we examine a crime unlike any I've seen in my entire career.
And so we created this video called Crimes of Passion that's a crime show, a spoof crime show about all of the guys I've written songs about complaining about how their lives have been changed by me writing songs about them.
You know, I walk down the street and I hear people say, Drew walks by me. I try to start up a conversation with someone. Drew talks to me. Do you see what I'm saying?
Some of the people were actually the actual guys who inspired the songs.
Well, yeah, you know, people forget that I was actually the very first victim of a Taylor Swift song. Now, everywhere I go, it's like everybody knows my name. It's sort of like I've been plucked from obscurity.
And I was really proud of that piece.
Happy birthday, Taylor.
Thank you. It's a toaster. Yeah. Look, there's something I've never asked you before.
What's that?
How do you spell Neal? Is it with an A or with an I?
It's N-E-A-L.
Great. You know what's really cool?
What?
How many words rhyme with Neal? Every night the crowd gives me so much, and I wanted to give them something back. Was put together because of what the fans have done for me in the last couple of years.
I love you, Taylor. You're the best.
And so I wanted a lot of the fun things that we did and new concepts that we came up with to benefit those fans. And one of my favorite things about this tour is that we had a reward for the craziest fans. If they were just insane and crazy and had like costumes on and signs, and if they were just having a great time and dancing and like freaking out throughout the entire show, it's a possibility that they could get randomly picked for the tea party. The tea party is the gorgeous Moroccan tent, magical, enchanted looking living room that we have backstage.
I'm just so in love with you, Houston.
During the show, we would have a team of people that would go out there and look for the most over-the-top Taylor fans and then tell them that they're coming to the tea party after the show to meet Taylor. And that is usually when you hear shrieks in the audience. If you ever hear that high-pitched scream when you're at a Fearless concert, most likely somebody has just gotten tea party passes.
In tea party.
I wanted them to have a place to sit down, eat, feel comfortable, have something to drink, play ping pong, watch TV, do whatever they wanted to do, because they've made a lot of this possible for me. So that's why you'll see lots and lots of fans with signs to say, bring me to the tea party and tea party please. That's what goes down after the show every single night. It's really fun because nobody who goes to the tea party is expecting that they're going to get picked. After the show, who I fell in love with during the concert, who I just felt so grateful to have on my side. The Tea Party Room gives me an opportunity to say that to them and to give them a hug, and it really feels cool that we've done that every single night. I was never good at sports or anything that had a team element to it until this. My band had been with me for about 3 years now, which is just something I'm very proud of, because in the music industry, you have people just switching out players every 2 seconds. But we have a family. The band, they're my best friends.
Let's see. Al Wilson is an absolute loving and marvelous individual. Paul Sidoti is the jukebox. That guy knows everything there is to know about music. Grant Michaelson is the supermodel. He pulls off looks and clothes that no one else in the world that I know can. Mike Meadows is the pillar that keeps us all steady. Liz Hewitt is the goofy little sister with the voice of an angel. Caitlin Evanson is an absolute rock star, a relentless stream of energy on stage. And then there's me.
A group of people who I'm going to know for the rest of my life, and I want to know their kids, and I want to go to their weddings, and to see them live their lives for the past 3 or 4 years that I've known them has just been unbelievable. I couldn't live without them. They're my favorite people in the world. I've just always wanted to make everybody feel like they were part of a family.
She goes out of her way to make you feel a part of her life.
Happy birthday, Paul.
Thank you. Love it.
One thing that everyone knows about Paul is that he's obsessed with Kiss.
Absolutely.
Someone wants to talk to you. I think his name is Gene.
Hello? Hello? Hey, how you doing? Oh, my God.
We're a pretty cohesive unit, and it's inspiring. To be around and to be on stage with.
So there's no nerves, you know? It's a family, you know? It's a great place to be. And I'm more nervous walking around during the day than I am right before I go on stage with them.
I had no idea that I was going to become part of such a wonderful, loving family.
It creates this band of a bunch of different people, but we're all unique in a special way. And that's, you know, we're all best friends. It's a family. And that's what the magic is that you feel when we're up on stage every night.
She loves her fans. She loves her best friends. We are our family. And I think she kind of sums up love in her life by this.
They all know that I love doing this. And I do this in a lot of pictures. And I do this on stage.
For this next show, I would love to be with her.
We pick someone to give a speech before we go on stage. And then afterward, we put our hands in and we say, now let's go out there and be fearless. Let's go out there and be fearless. Sharing this experience with them, unforgettable.
Look beautiful today, Miss Taylor.
Thank you.
You're very welcome. One of the most unique things about my journey to Fearless is that I got to share this wonderful, crazy experience with my family.
On the Fearless tour backstage, they referred to me as Mama Swift.
And I don't mean to be, I'm not trying to be a prude here, but if I'm the mom of a 10-year-old girl in the audience, there were just a couple of moves there that I would be like,
No, you're right, you're right.
Looking at that.
My mom has come out on the road with us, and she's always around.
Oh my God.
Oh, I was so
I feel very lucky to be out on the Fearless Tour because I have a 20-year-old daughter, and a lot of 20-year-olds don't necessarily want to hang with their moms all the time, although I'm pretty lucky because mine apparently does.
Sometimes, you know, I mean, there's not much to do, so you'll just get a golf cart and, like...
We learned early on in the whole touring experience when I was 15 and started doing radio tour. We learned how to deal with each other on the road. My mom is all in charge of just basically greeting people and making people feel welcome.
Thank you.
She would find a group of like 25 to 30 people and take them on a backstage tour and give them sort of the Mama Swift version of the way the tour works.
All right, well, you were promised a backstage tour. This is about as backstage as it gets because this is Taylor's stage and you are in back of it. These big, big, massive trucks.
Mama Swift's backstage tour.
That covers our trucks. Should we maybe go see buses now?
I don't even begin to understand how this happened, but I do love it.
And we have 72 costume changes.
Also, other jobs that she has out here are very important. She draws the 13 on my hand every night. 13's my lucky number, so. My mom has always been very logical, very practical, and I think that's why I've always been that way.
I wish you could have seen the expressions of people's faces when they saw the water come down.
Oh, like, they were like, what? Like, oh, she did.
Oh, is that what they were saying?
They're
like that.
I was like,
my dad's the one who's like, I had this crazy idea. Or, you know, he's the daydreamer. He's the one who's always like walking around the shows with a bag of Taylor Swift guitar picks in his pocket and hands them out to fans.
Would you like a pick?
I think.
This is what I do. I give away picks to people.
My parents, I just lucked out.
I'm going to go sneak up on my dad in a store.
You know, to have two people who really believed in me.
Sorry. You guys are weird.
It's just I'm so lucky to have parents that actually took that trip with me, took that incredible, impossible journey.
This is the backstage pass from 2007. There's a lot of memories on there. It's really pretty cool.
My mom and I have always been best friends, and that's really helped because we really don't fight like you would imagine a teenage girl going on the road with her mom all the time. We have little disagreements every once in a while, but most of the time we get along really, really well.
Taylor and her mom have an incredible bond, and I think it is awesome that Taylor has someone around her at all times that she can confide in and get advice from or just talk to and hang out and be herself with, that she never has to question that.
She sits at the soundboard every night and watches the show. It's really cool to know that someone from your family is always going to be there watching to make sure that everything's okay.
I see this massive audience that is so connected with her, and I see that relationship going on before my very eyes, and I fall in love with that audience because of what they're giving her.
Played the song The Best Day on Mother's Day as a surprise for my mom. That's a song that I wrote about her. She was sitting there at the soundboard and I surprised her with it and she cried, and it was really, really fun to sing that song to her.
I do allow myself little microseconds of stepping back and looking at it from the outside in, and and that is when I lose it completely.
You set up a paint set in the kitchen and you're talking to me. It
there are times when I look at this young woman and everything she's accomplished and where she is, and yet I still see that little girl in the car seat with those big blue eyes in my rearview mirror. I say, that's my baby, and I'm real proud.
Welcome to Taylor Swift's Journey to Fearless.
I just got the news that my tour sold out Madison Square Garden in 1 minute. One. Yes!
One, two! Join Taylor as she travels the globe with her sold-out Fearless tour.
The Fearless tour has been one of the most incredible experiences of my life.
Never forget the essence of inspire!
And guess who she found on one of her stops?
Hey guys, it's Justin.
Join Justin Bieber and thousands of fans as Taylor Nation takes over the Fearless Grand Finale.
That arena sold out in 2 minutes.
What?
Just another picture to burn.
The excitement builds for Taylor Swift's Journey to Fearless.
I was so happy that we waited for the right time in my career where we could put together this tour that was visual, and we had costumes and dancers and people acting out parts, and it just incorporated such a theatrical element to that tour, and it had so much heart, and that's what I'm the most proud of. I was hoping that the tour would be successful, but I had no idea that the fans' response would be so amazing.
Tour turned out to be so much bigger than I ever could have imagined it. Completely rewarding and just overwhelming.
It's really, really a wonderful thing to know that every night that we walked on stage this tour, it sold out. Like, that's the coolest thing in the world. That dream of having makes everything worthwhile, makes every early morning worthwhile, it makes everything just make sense. That's just a dream come true. That's just something you fantasize and dream about. That's not something that really happens, is it?
What that might be like. To find that
one great love, where all of a sudden everything that used to seem so complicated became simple. And everything that used to seem wrong all of a sudden seemed right, because you were with the person who made you feel fearless.
Street looks when it's just rain. There's a glow off the pavement. You walk me to a car, and you know I wanna ask you to dance right there in the middle of the parking lot. If you know, I'm trying so hard not to get caught up now, but you're just so cool, and your hands through your hair absolutely making me want you. And I don't know how it gets better than this. You take my hand and drag me headfirst, fearless. And I don't know. Drive slow till we run out of road in this one horse town. I want to stay right here in this passenger seat. You put your eyes on me, Houston, Texas. Now capture it, remember it. Cause I don't know how it gets better than this. You take my hand and drag me head first, fearless. And I don't know.
About something that you went through, and you put details in the song like the person's name, who it's about, or when it happened, or exactly how you saw it and how you experienced it. Putting those songs out is sort of a risk.
I think she is this lyrical and expressive
person who has to translate all of her life experiences into rhyme and into music. The way to keep her happiest was to sit her down, give her a pen and a journal, and she was happy.
To go out on tour and put those songs to life and take the lyrics and portray them on a stage, that's really a very personal thing to do.
I think the reason that people connect to Taylor is because she is unafraid to put her life out there, and I think people resonate to that kind of bravery.
And I loved your song last night. It was so cool.
Thank you. She has a really unique gift of songwriting. She sings about everyday things so well, and she uses it in such a positive way. I really, really admire that.
I love you, Taylor. You're the best.
We love you.
You're the best.
We love you, Taylor.
I'm pretty sure everybody could just relate to one Taylor Swift song in their life.
Taylor, listen, girl to girl talk. Oh. You write songs about my life. Thank you so much.
Everybody has the same stories, and most people just want to be heard, and she does a really good job at being heard and sharing stories.
Yeah, Taylor, we love you!
We love you, Taylor!
I know that you're supposed to be afraid of being vulnerable, and you're supposed to be afraid of giving out personal information and details in your songs, but I just don't see how that's bad. Forever and Always is a song about a breakup that I had to really address. I don't know, I was asked about it in like every interview, and so at the time that I was putting together the tour, I was really sick of getting that question.
If you are naming the guys you've dated in your songs, why do you think any guy's going to want to date you?
So I wanted to base the way that the song was approached on stage from the angle of having to talk about your personal life in an interview.
Well, I guess in that situation, I just figure that if guys don't want me to write bad songs about them, then they shouldn't do bad things.
Once upon a time, I believe it was a Tuesday when I caught your eye, and we caught on something. I hold on to the night. You looked me in the eye and told me you loved me. Were you just kidding? 'Cause it seems to me this thing is breaking down. We almost never speak. I don't feel welcome anymore, baby. What happened? Because one second it was perfect, now you're halfway out the door, and I stare at the phone. You still hasn't called, and you feel some love, you can't feel nothing at all. And flashback to when he said forever and always. Oh, and it rains when you're better, everything is wrong. It rains when you're here, and it rains when you're gone. 'Cause I was there when you said forever and always. Was I out of line? Did I say something way too honest? Made you run and hide like a scared little boy? I looked into your eyes, but I knew you for a minute. Now I'm not so sure. So here's to everything coming down to nothing. Here's the silence that cuts me to the core. Where is this going? But I knew for a minute, but I don't anymore. And I stare at the phone, he still hasn't called, and you feel some love, you can't feel nothing at all. And flashback to when he said forever and always. Oh, oh, and it rains when you're better, everything is wrong. It rains when you're here, and it rains when you're gone. 'Cause I was there when you said forever and always. Didn't mean it, baby.
There are a few things that I really just love doing on stage. Halfway through the song, I start to sort of lose my mind and throw a gigantic temper tantrum and, like, go insane. And it ends up scaring the interviewer off. She runs off stage. I stand up, hit a high note, and then throw the interviewer's chair off of the giant platform on the stage. You know, throwing a chair every night is sort of like anger management. grabbed my hand, and then all of a sudden I started feeling all of these girls grabbing my hand, and it was just this moment of they were kind of comforting me, and it's a really vulnerable and emotional part of the song, and I feel it every time I sing it. So for them to be holding my hands was really nice. It made me feel a little better, and so I just started putting my hand out every night, and there's something really, really cool for me in that connection. Like, holding somebody's hand is such a personal thing, and I really like that part of the show every night.
Back up, baby, back up. 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 Please back up, baby, back up.
With every breakup, there's that initial jolt of anger where you want to throw a chair, but then the reality underneath all of that is that you're really, really sad, and you always end up kind of kneeling on the floor, realizing that you just wish that you could back up the whole scenario and just make it end differently. Like summer camp.
Amos?
Yeah. Hey, Tay.
Are you wearing my headband again?
I'm wearing our headband. We agreed we'd share.
The Fearless Tour went all over the United States of America, went to Canada. We also toured in Japan and Australia, went to the UK.
We decided to dress for the occasion.
Yes.
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 This tour has been going on for 15 months. And that's a long tour. The band and I find many ways to entertain ourselves when we're out on the road. We just get into just all kinds of trouble.
What are they doing?
I don't know.
Eunice has made her debut in London.
In London, people.
We just decided to keep on looping around the world on this tour. Try to read that word.
Inhaltsverzeichenis.
That was perfect. It means table of contents.
Is it really?
Fun fact of the day. And I'm so glad we did. My two best friends out on the road with me, Caitlin and Liz. We are absolutely obsessed with each other.
Did you know that dogs and bees can smell fear?
No way.
Oh, and the human head weighs 8 pounds. You don't think I'm pretty? Why won't you come to the air?
That's normal, right?
That's totally normal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. That'll make him stay. Even though we can be a little silly
on the road. The girls and I can be a little domestic.
Liz, Caitlin, and I found a kitchen in the arena.
Liz has a guy in her life. I'm not going to call him your boyfriend. He's going to be my boyfriend eventually. But it's his birthday today, and we're going to wear chef hats and make him a cake.
Spend a little too much time in the kitchen goofing around and have to race to hair and makeup.
How long for the show?
Well, it's almost 8. We have about 35 to 40 minutes.
35 to 40 minutes. I gotta
start doing my hair right now, actually.
Let me just start like walking.
Let's
do this.
Just gotta get sprayed out.
Yeah, I got it.
A lot of people have hair and makeup people on the road with them, but we like done it this way. We don't really know any different.
We've become like sisters. We share a dressing room, and every night we get ready in a row, all three of us, and we put on our makeup and we do our hair. And we talk about boys and life.
You said that your curlies look better than mine.
I didn't say that.
You said?
I just said that you're a copier.
We know each other so well.
Okay, so I accidentally burned Taylor's arm with my curling iron.
Accident?
It was an accident.
My elbow's still smoking.
Where's the owie?
Wait, did the owie?
There's nothing.
What's so funny, Liz?
What?
He's got a girl with him.
No!
Who? She's driving the truck.
Give me that. He let her drive the truck?
I'm over it. This one's called Picture to Burn.
Get my perfect fantasy. I realize you love yourself more than you could ever love me. So go and tell your friends that I'm obsessive and crazy. That's fine. You won't mind if I say, by the way, I hate that stupid old pickup truck you never let me drive. You big redneck heartbreak who's really bad at lying. So watch me strike out. No time for tears. I'm just sitting here planning my revenge. There's nothing stopping me from going out with all of your best friends. And if you come around saying sorry to me, my daddy's gonna show you how sorry you. Just another picture to burn.
you so much.
Tomorrow night is the last night of the tour, and we are headlining
a stadium that I, oh my God. And I'm really excited. I'm out of my mind. Gillette Stadium was the last night of the tour. It was such a mixture of emotions because I loved this tour so much and I put everything into it.
This is certainly a nice place to end the tour. I think this will do. This makes me really excited and happy.
It's gonna be really sad when we wrap this up because it's so fun and it's been like the past year of our life every day.
That's a big, giant me on that.
Gillette Stadium sound check, and it was empty, and I kind of lost it. I was just dancing and running around, frolicking. I was so happy that I couldn't control it, and I just kind of acted like I was six. I remember looking out at the stadium and thinking, I can't believe we're playing there. Like, I can't believe we're playing there, and people are gonna fill that whole place up. I can't believe we're playing there, and it's sold out, and we're playing there. Like, it's just... It's so crazy to me that we were able to end the tour on such a huge, huge show.
The reality is, we started out in a place, Knoebels Grove, and Taylor was 11 years old, and she would start singing, and there was no one in the audience. And by the time she was finished, there'd be 500 people applauding her, you know? So when you think about where it started and how much she loves singing and how much she loves the fans and everything else, what a way to end the year.
This is it. Fearless. Wrapping up. And this has been amazing. This has been the most wonderful group of people I've ever worked with. I miss everybody already.
15 months, it's been... an incredible journey, the most rewarding experience. It's just been awesome.
We sold out unbelievable. And honestly, when you have that many shows ahead of you, you think, whoopee, it's never gonna end. We live in magic world, and I honestly felt like this day wouldn't come.
I just don't think there's a better way to go out than a big bang in the north. And honestly, it's sad to note that our time is up, but it holds memories and places and people in my heart that I'll never forget.
I had no clue this big. I had no clue, man. This is amazing. 55,000 people. You can't beat that. Ooh, it's gonna be emotional. It's gonna be intense. It's gonna be a little dramatic. I don't know, man. It's bittersweet. It really is.
The tour coming to a close is like impending graduation. I never had that. I never had the countdown to when I was going to go and hear my name called and throw my cap in the air. So I guess this is that for me.
Yearbooks!
Yay!
At the last show in the tea party room, we got everybody together and gave everybody these yearbooks we had designed.
I think the yearbook took everyone by surprise.
Get out of here. This is great.
It really caught them off guard, and in a very happy way, just gave them one more thing on that last day to be elated about.
I never actually bought a yearbook in high school because I hated high school so much. I'm glad.